All right, let's take a look at the Tosfos on Mem Aleph and Aleph and Shavuos, Mamar Baravash. So it's going on the original, on the earlier question of whether there's a Mepach Shvuah by the Raisin. Keravashi says, Mar Baravashi, I'm sorry, says that Bidoraisa Nami Mafchinan Shvuah. Okay, so it's a Machlokas. It's a Machlokas. Is there a Mepach Shvuah by the Raisas or only by the Rabbanos? Okay. Obviously not all the Rabbans, but only by the Rabbans. So it's a big question in Pesach. Tosfos are like this. Rivan Pirish Bishema Kuntris, the Hilfos HaChavose, the Kaimalon Kimar Baravashi, the Mepach Shvuah. Okay. So there's apparently a whole big question about what the rule is about Mar Baravashi's. Generally, the Pesach is like him, except in certain cases. I don't know, not my kind of question. But the Rivan says, in the name of the Kuntres, I'm not sure which is that's the Thrashi or whatever, that we hold like Mar Baravashi. And so too is in the Chuvash Rabbeinu Gershon, Mora Gola, B'chein Rav Haigon. Okay, so we've got all continents spanning all the whole diaspora here. See, here's the key question. So they want to bring a raya that we hold like Baravachi, that you can switch the shvuah from the nitba to the toveya in the deraisa. So Modav mixes a taina, and the guy says, "I don't want to take it. You take the shvuah and take. I don't want to be a nishba of I want you to be a nishba of no-till." So does he have that right or not? Right? Put it in simple terms. So Rav Hai, Rabbeinu Gershom or Agola, apparently Rashi, they held there is a Mepach Shvuah because we hold like Mar Baravashi. So, but they want to bring a raya from the case of Rav Papa. Okay. So what is the raya? The raya is as follows. Since we say that Haiman the Mapik Shtara al Chavre, yeah, so the Malveh produces a shtar against the Loveh, against his friend, and he says, "E Omar Le Heyach." If the Loveh says, "I want you to take the shvuah that I didn't pay you back," so then Beis Din will tell him, "Take the shvuah." And you'll be a nishba of a no-till with on your shtar. Okay. Okay, so what's the raya? So he says like this: Uma hosom di islay mamon gomor midoraisa. So again, the Ravashi's case is really midoraisa, he can collect with the shtar. So midoraisa, what's the what is the what's the status midaraisa? So status midaraisa is the malveh has a an absolute claim, mamonist claim, and basically the nitan is chayiv mamon. Let's put it this way: what would be the chiyuv of the din? What would be the chiyuv without before base before the this rep puppet din? It would be a chiyuv mamon. Okay, and what rights does he have? He has the right to avoid a chi of mammon through by being a mepach the shvuah. He can get out of his chi of mammon with a heap of shvuah, with a shvuah by forcing a shvuah on the on the toveah. Okay, yeah. So if when he has a shvuah, when he has a din mammon gomor midoraisa yochol lapoch olah shvuah. So they don't mean lahapoch, meaning not it's not reversing. It's like only a mahapich the you can make him whatever. Demand the shua, fine. Hecha delays lay alay, whatever, ella shvua doraisa, lo koshikin de motsiomalay, ishtavali at. Funny logic. It says if he has a real din mamon d'oraisa, and you can still force him to take a shvuah, so if all you've got on you is a din shvuah d'oraisa, which is a lot less than a din mamon d'oraisa, You should certainly be able to make him take a shul. Even on a mishpat of a nifter. Now, obviously, this would be the
rabbanon. That was the case.
You know, I'm not sure. Obviously,
I
think they're learning. I mean, definitely Tosas is learning that way. Of course, that was that was the line you quoted the other day, right? But also, we where's your Kavach Omer? Repuppet's sure is not the Raisa.
saying need to
Right.
rabbanon.
If they gave you a zechus when you have an absolute chiyuv moment to pay, then they should certainly give you a zechus to avoid a chiyuv tshuva.
Then don't give it to you other violent money from the regular case of this or Ishmael.
Well, you have to have a taina. What's your taina?
There's no basis. I live in this land, I swear. I really like.
Well, he has to bring Edom. He can't just make a he can't make a claim of Chazaka without Edom. Let's slow down. So that's one point. That's one level of difficulty. What does he mean by that? The raya. But then this sends things into a tailspin. Then he says, "Ulefi devarav." Okay, but according to the raya over here. Man de polig amar baravashi kol shekain de polig ad lekomon. Okay, fine. I'm sorry. That's not a problem. But then it would come out now, according to his words, that if you disagree with Mar Baravashi, then you have to disagree with Rav Papa. It's a real kol shekain, right? So, okay, fine. Ella, yeah. Okay. Mil, this is the problem. Hagaona nechlekuba hi de lakome. I omar le ishtavali, the lofar sicha in yochol idach lachser veloma ishtavali at v'tiftar. He says, but there's a shita hagaonim out there. I haven't seen it exactly, but there's a shita hagaonim that says on Rav Papa's din, where Rav Papa with a nitan. Says to the Toveya, with the Nitba says to the Toveya, I paid the shtah. You take a shvuah that I didn't, and you can collect. There's a shita sagonim says, now the Toveya can turn back to the Nitba and say, you take the shvuah and be potter. Yeah, boomerang shvuah, right? So there's a sheet that's Haga'on that says you could that's a real Meitbach Shua. You could be Meitbach the Shua of Rav Papa. The Shua of Rav Papa is subject to Hippo. Okay. So he says, Ve'im yochol ein raya l'Rav Hai, Mishan. And if that's possible, then Rav Hai's raya is gone. Of course, Rav Hai's raya was from the Shua of Rav Papa. But if the Shua of Rav Papa can be sent back, there's no raya to modern mixas. If you're confused, you're following closely. So once again, basically the Gaonim held whatever the high, let's say held that what? That there's a raya of Meitbach Shvuah by the Daraisa case of modern mixas, like Mar Baravashi from Rav Papa's din. Of the Shvuah to in the face of the Din Mamon. If in the face of a Din Mamon, you can insist on the Shvuah of the Toveya. So then, when there's only a Din Shvuah, you should be able to insist on the Toveya taking a Shvuah. But Tosa says that's good, provided you don't hold that the Toveya by Rav Papa can flip the Shvuah back to the Nitva, and he'll become now. A nishba v'niftar. Okay, so what is the significance of whether you can be mepich that shua or not? Okay, so I mean, I can't resist. We gotta take a look at the Marshaw, all right? With the Marshaw, this is his kind of thing. So the Marshaw says like this. He says, Viras ulamar right? Liat. So he says, so once again, there's only a raya if the shur of papa sticks with the toveya. But if the toveya can put it back on the nitva, then there's no raya to modiv mixa. That you can then a modiv and mixa so the nitva can put it onto the toveya. Right? He says, the hasam, you never know where the hasam means. The hasam, lekach, yochol lapoch, ala toveya. Shavua she'eno chayiv b'midina. Okay, there, I guess for Papa's case, he can make him take a shvua that he's not chayiv in. He can make the toveya take a shvua he's not chayiv in. Kevan de'ima toveya lo yirtzeh lishova v'lito yochol lapo chashavua ala nitva. So maybe Rav Papa's din is what gives the nitva the ability to make the Toveya take a shua, it's the very fact that the Toveya can throw it back on him. Otherwise, he couldn't do it. Really, his burden. He can kind of try to give him an option, but ultimately has to land on his responsibility. Okay. Masha'ini came b'shua d'oraisa. She'hi ala nitba she'ein yochol lapoch ala Toveya shua she'eino chayiv bo. Even she'ino yochol lapoch shuv hashvua ala nitba. He says, but that doesn't work by a shvua d'oraisa. A shvua d'oraisa is on the nitba, okay, and he can't be ain'o yochol lapoch ala toveya. So the nitba can't throw the shvua on the toveya. Why? A shvua she'eino chayiv ba. How can he make this toveya take a shvua he's not chayiv in? Kevin she'eino yochol lapoch shuv hashvua ala nitba. Because now the toveya can't throw it back on the nitba. Dimha yochol lapoch shuv osa shvua
nitba. Ain't kan
he b'chshua. He can't keep going back and forth and back and forth. So the Marsha says. The Marsha's point is what? If the only time he's saying if the only reason, if the only way the nitba can, if in Rav Papa's din, the toveya can throw it back on the nitba. So I say, okay, he'll start with what gives the nitba the right to be to place the shvua that he's not chayav on the toveya. Basically, this is a temporary tenuous thing, not an absolute chov. Can't really put a real chov on him. But the fact that it can bounce back to him allows him to put it to him as an option, so to speak. Right? But he can't really put it to him as a chov. Correct?
Right.
I'm not sure that you don't seem happy with that way of saying it, but whatever. But if that's the case, then you can't apply that logic to the mode that it makes us because if he can put it on the Toveya and the Toveya can put it back to him, then there's no hipachshu at all.
Wouldn't it be on the other? I couldn't even have to let that hang through this one. This would it come back as a real fun.
Yeah, that's an interesting question. Could it come back? I mean, basically, he's saying in the end of the day, it would be like an ineffective, it would be an ineffective thing, and he can free himself from what you demanded of me. Would it come back in a reduced form?
You say this is a bit of a problem.
It's still going to be Nikita's Seifas.
But isn't it important? It's not giving you today
It seems like the Marsha is saying it would just that's not a mice of people if you can. Wait, how does he put it again? He says, "Ain't the hipoch, imkan ain't kan hipoch shua meikara." Trying to get out of that problem. Like, that's just not the Hebrew.
It's not the usual when that works. If you're creating a new shul on the
let's think that through for a minute. You'll say, take a look at the Gilgan Arshas. I didn't even really think about it, but I think I'm saying no. Sorry. Let's take a look at Gilgan Arshas. See the Gilgan Arshas? Is it like this? Ulamar in Yochel in Raya. I knew the Lamanda Omar, the Lo Mahapin, the Doraisa. What does that mean? But yeah, so, I'm sorry, just to conclude with the Marsha is saying it's only a Raya if he can create a real Chovas Shvua on the Tovea. According to Rav Papa. A full Chovas. Then you can say, okay, he can create a Chovas Shvua from a Chi of Mamma, and he can create a Chovas Shvua from a Chi of Shvua. Okay. But he said like this. So now, the Gemara says, Hainu d'laman d'omar d'lo mahapin b'doraisa. So what does it mean? He means like this. If you hold that you can't be mahapich Shvua d'oraisa, in the Daraisa case. Okay, so if you hold a Mahapin Shu Daraisa, you have a Moed Mixus case. So that's good. He's stuck with the Shua. Okay. Ra di Yochol Hu Mahatio Shvua Allah Kimmo Alashtam. Okay. So now what does he mean? He means in Rav Papa's case, even though in Mahapin Shvua Midaraisa, right? Even though Lo Mahapin Midaraisa, so then how does Rav Papa work? There must be Yochohu Lahatal Shvua Allah Kimmo Alashtam. So he can be Matil Ashur on the Torveya. What does he mean by this? Like on the Shtar. So Yoholomar, the Shtar case, I guess. Hishovali Boze Yochol HaTorveya Lahapo Shuazu Shavuazu Hishova Upatur. It's a total gimgum over here. So in other words, let's just go through what he's trying to say. He's trying to present the case of that hipuch, that if you hold that you can't be mahapich the shur midaraisa, you can only do Rav Papa's din because it can come back. Is that what he's trying to explain? Well, just because of well, in midaraisa mahapchin mahapich hanitva shuaso alav v'tzarach hatoveh lishava. He says, but if there's hipuch d'oraisa, then he can turn it around. Then he can be mahapich the shua also on him, and he should have to take the shua. Kain yir la niyastayti pasha, v'udelokim maharsha v'nidcha kvazeh. So we know one thing. He's not saying what the marsha said. The emphasis of the marsha is what? What's the emphasis? Where do you get what he's saying? What's his emphasis? Isn't his emphasis whether there's an idea of the of shru or so? Can I be mahapich shru or so? Or can I just put a shru on him? In other words, he's saying, if you hold lo mahapchin bidoraisa, why not? It's because it's his shavua, and there's no such thing as getting rid of pushing your chi of shua onto somebody else. It's your shua. No such thing. Okay. But what is possible? You can never just push your shoe on someone else, but you can, but rak the yokolhu la hatil shua or love. I can create a new shua. Kimo ala shtar. There's no such thing as taking your shavua and giving it to someone else. Okay. But what? But from Rav Papa, you see, Rav Papa is trying to say that Rav Papa's not a case of taking your shul and giving it to someone else. Right? It's being matil a shul on him. Like on a shtar. I have a shtar, and I can force you to take a shul with your shtar. That's not taking my shul off of me and giving it to you. Okay? The yochol lomar hishov ali bozeh. So, but in that kind of a case, yochol atoveh lahapich shua zu. Hishava u'ketua. But since the nitva is just putting a new shua on him, it's a little similar to the marsha, right? So that's why the toveya can flip it back to him. He doesn't complete. Aval im midaraisa mahapchin mahapecha nitva who also allah vitzoracha toveya lishava. He doesn't completely fill in the kenya on his basic pusher. By the way, you see his lashon? Aval im midaraisa mahapchin. It seems like that's what he's saying. It seems like he's saying, at least in the general format, are we going to say Mahapkin Shura Bidaraisa? So then that means to say that it would be like my Chi of Shura. I can take my Chi of Shura, and my Chi of Shura it can be, what do you say? I can be Mahapik Shura also. Because he says in the opposite side, he says, Heaven dishu aso in yochalapo. In other words, if you hold Mahapkin Shu b'daraisa, so then that means to say, I can take the chiyuv that I have and from that be Mahapecha chiyuv onto you. Switch the tables. I can turn the tables on you. Okay, but it's coming from my chiyuv can be turned into your chiyuv. And obviously it can't be turned back. Okay. So if that's the din, then if from Rav Papa, that would be the argument. If a chovas momon can be converted into a chovas, if the chovas momon on the nitva can be converted into a chovas shua on the toveya, then a chovas shua on the nitva should be able to be converted into the chovas true on the Tovea. Well, whether you like that kavachom or not, that's what he's saying, right? But one second. So he's saying, but if you'll say, ain mahapim midoraisa, that means to say, a chov that I have, I can never get rid of. I can just be matal a new thing on you, of shua. But if it's a new thing on you, of shua, that new thing could come back to me. Because it's an extraneous new din of shua. It's more like a hesed kind of thing. So if you hold that the shrua that the of Rav Papa can come back, that shows you it's not a shrua of turning the tables, right? It's a shrua, an extraneous shrua. Now, of course, the chiyuv I have, I can never really get rid of, but I can be matil another thing on you. But that's a more above the meta type of a shrua. That's subject to that, of course, is subject to hibuch. But the fact that it's subject to hibuch shows you it's not a switching of the yudim. Right. Not like the Marsha. The Marsha is saying it's not a hipuch if it can come back. He doesn't like that. He's not saying it's not a hipuch if it can come back. You know what I mean? The Marsha's argument is if by Rav Papa he can force him to bring it back on him, then by the Daraisa, how could he get started? It's just going to be circular. You know what I mean? He's saying that's not what they're talking about. Talking about is what is the nature of the shua of Rav Papa? Is it a switching? Is it the turning of the tables of chiyuv, or is it a new chova shua that's above the proceedings? It's like on like a hesed type of shua. Whether it can come back or not shows you what kind of a shua it is. If it can come back, then there's no riot to the shua of hipuch by the raisa. But he sounds like it's a real hipuch, like you can really turn around the chov. Well, let's just finish with this. Oh, he says the low dummy, the bahi de la kome, vade tiknu rabbanon, mishum de shchicha, the misrami, zimnin tuva, the basur de pare, ishtohi, ishtora biyadeg. This is what Tosa sounds like he's saying. It's definitely the hipuch shua. It would only be the Rabban. So he's saying, by Rav Papa's case, it makes sense. It happens. But the guy leaves the shtar.
Isn't it just
but where does he say in the end? He says, Ova legabi shur do raiso, lama lohem lesakin. Sheyoko lehofufa. So definitely Tosis holds it would have to be a takana midrabban. I mean, he says it. Okay, so what I want to do is I want to go over maybe not necessarily inside word for word, but the Rav's in the Rishimos. He has a fantastic way of looking at this Tosfos. Okay, comes out a little different than the way we were saying the other day, but let's see. And he wants to extend it to a few other problems. So he says, he quotes the Tosfos. He says, look at the Marsha, look at the Gilyan Hashas. Okay, and he says, Lechora Raya Tatosos Meishtovali Temua. So he says, it's hard to understand. What is the Raya from the fact of Rav Papa? Ki Ezo Chocha Yesh Midin Ishtovali Midin Mepach Shua. What is the connection between the two? Hare Bemepach Shua Chayav Anitvali Shovani Kara Dedina. Umehri Tisi Shiapoch as a Shua Tovea. It's just like, aren't we talking about Mepach Shua? Don't you have to start with a Chiyah Shua to have a Mepach Shua?
Right.
So what Papa doesn't seem to have anything to do with it, right? Right. So he says, Omno, Aleinu l'hisbonein b'din Mepach Shua. Okay? We need to have a Chakira, like Moshe. Let's get back to the basic question over here. What is the din of Mepach Shua? Im etzem ha-shua hofeches me'ikara ve'overes me'anitva l'toveya. Is it actually the shua that's on the nitva gets flipped to the toveya? O she'nishtar ha-nitva chayev be'ikar ha-shua. He still is 100%. Ach yesh lo zechus v'himona mi'lishalem. Calls man shelo yishava toveya shuas notlik. The zui epach shua mechudesha velo osa shua shefala meikar ala nitva. So that's like Yosef was saying something like that, right? No, it was like I want you to take a shua that your claim is true. Like I want you to say shua, yeah.
But what happens to you?
It's still there.
We see from Rav Papa that nevertheless,
it's still there.
Yeah, if the Tovea will refuse to substantiate his claim. Yeah, but he'll pay. If the Tovea takes the Shua, he'll have to pay.
He's ready to pay now. Hold on until he gets the Shua.
Yeah, then basically, why do I have to respond to a claim that you won't substantiate with this rule?
Yeah,
well, the Raisa's there, but Midrabonan, they give him a zechus. You'll only have to pay if this guy will certify his claim with a shul. We'll give you that zechus. It's a zechus. Well, yeah, but the key question is the shvua that the Tovea is taking, is it the shvuas anitba or is it a new shvua of a Tovea? So he says, Lechora din ishtova li de lo parasicha hu din begvias hatashlum in me anitba. That's what I'm saying, right? Now, if I would just tell you that that you have a right as the lova to make the malva swear that you didn't pay off your debt, what category of shvua would that be? That would be like a shvua, that would be a din in gvias chov. You have a right to be gover the chov with the shtar. But midrabanon, they say, you have to take a shvua to be gover shtar, to be gover your chov. So that would be a din bigvias hatashlumen, mea nitva. Okay? That's the category you put the shvua of Rav Papa under. You want to collect? Yeah, you have a right to collect, but you must collect with the shvua. We're putting another burden on you. Okay? Be'etzem nisha anitva chay of the shale. Right? So even when the nitva says, I want you to take a shvua, he remains chay. He's just saying, what's that? No, I'm paying. Puts the guy's got a star against. It doesn't remove his chovas tashlomen, is just creating a new chiyuv of gviya. Okay. Elish yesh lenitbaz zechus laakeves atashlumin velo leshalim kol zman shetovei lo nishba. Okay.
Withdrawal.
Yeah. Right. It's just like. Exactly. Right.
An adjournment.
Right. And he says, right. Okay. So there's a little bit of a tangent. Fine. Let's skip this part. He says, Bekaf musveres hofokos rabbeinu haigon. Now you understand the raya. Ledaito din mebach shua doma ledin ishtova li de lo parasicha kloma. Shehuma vezuchus lenitva laake vesapiroon etzlo velo lishalim ad shelo yishova tovea. So that's his din of Mepach Shua. His din of Mepach Shua is you have a zufus as the nitva to force the toveya to be ma'akev the tashlumen until you get a shua on the claim that you're paying. Din Mepach Shua koveya sha'af shechovas ha'shivua me'ikara nish'ora ala nitva she'inu rotsu lishova garei chayev l'shalem. That's how he wants to interpret a chi of mamon versus a chi of shua. I mean, like, if the shtar of papa is a full fledged chovas mamon, right, and he can still withhold the payment until the tovea takes a shua, the chovas mamon of the mode of mixas is totally on his not taking the shua. It's not a full chovas mamon, so he can certainly withhold the payment until. He doesn't say it explicitly, but that's basically what he's saying. So he says, because Mebach Shua Kovea Sh'ach Shechovas HaShvua D'meikar Nish'ara Ala Nitba She'ena Rotsa Lishova V'harehu Chayev L'Shalem B'chol Zos Nish'eres HaZuchus B'yadu L'himona Mi L'Shalem Ad She'ishova Tovea V'kal V'chomer Ma B'ishtavea Li She'biyara Tovea Motsu Yishtar Mekuyam. We have a pikein rashoy a nitva lidrosh mimenu shvuot a notlin, whatever. Lifnei she yishalem alachas kam vekam makom she'en l'tovei raya tar v'u notel al pi hilchos mitoch sheyesh l'nitva zechus l'akev l'ashul and kol zman shlo yishova tovei. Okay, v'ata divrei atosvos shebesof nifloa. I don't know who wrote this. It was the Rav saying this? I mean, I don't know. Anyway, she calls them miskabel ha'das l'fi osam ha'gaonim ha'sovrim she'ena tovei yochol la'hapich b'chazara. So all this makes sense if you hold you can't flip the shua back. But if you hold that you can flip it back, that the balashtar can be ma'apich the shua onto the nitba, there's no raya. Why? Im shvuas ishtovali mahavi din beikav hapiraon lohoya shayach shatoveya yatena bechazara el hanitva. If the whole nature of the shrua is a shvuas ikav tashlumen, ikav piraon, he says, that type of a shrua couldn't get flipped back to the nitva.
They write the public, I'll pay you to be certified. So
you
can't say, well, you
should have gotten it, don't you? Right. Harei Chalos Dina Shua, he could day, Shanit by Yaakiv Eslumen. Shaino Tzorach Lefroa as a Maman Shuchaya, Beli Shua Satovea. That's exactly what the thing is. So it's Pasha that Shua can't be flipped back to him.
Right.
That's right. Right. Al kochenu aleinu lefarish leave the dagonim aela es adin di shtava li shechro shechiyav shavua milo shechiyav shavua mole chal al balashtar vish al yada zoche b'momo vashtar chaspa ba'alma kolz man shlo yishova. So he says you're gonna have to say according to those gaonim that what is yishtava li. It means that the chi of shavua is full. A full chi of shavua is chal on the bala shtar, and that's his whole zuchus mamon. And the shtar is really nothing. That's right. Lefikach nita metoveya lahapoch es ikar chovas hashavua mimenu v'chazor al anitva. Right. He says, L'orze mistaver shenitan lahavchim ben shua d'rabon mishua d'raisa. Dafka b'shua d'rabonan nitain lahapoch es ikar chiyav hashua. Ki almenas kein tiknu fachomim hashua seyem. So he wants to say that. He wants to say, Hipuch Shua is built in. On a Takana Medravan. The low Beshua the Raisa. Kilo yi talking lapoch, that's not Chiyav Hashua. As etzem Chiyav Hashua the Raisa, mea nitva la tovea. So he wants to say, if you're going to learn not like Mar, like, if you're going to learn not like Mar Baravashi, right, then that means the only din Hipuch Shua is that the Chova Shua can be flipped. But that's only if it's a takana. It's only if there. It's only if the shua itself is a takana. Can there be a takana of hipuch shua? But on a deraisa, it's impossible. The only other possibility of hipuch shua is that the chov stays in its place, and then there's a new chiyav shua on the tovea, right? And the only way you'll find that is if you hold like Rav Papa without a heap, if you can't flip it back. But basically, you want to say the machlokas of hipachshua b'daraisa, for Ravashi, my Ravashi, and the others, is whether hipachshua is always the chovas shavua being flipped, which would intrinsically be limited to the rabbans, or if there's a new, if there's also a phenomenon of hipachshua where the original chov stays in place. But it's a chovas gvias. It's a shuas gvias tashlim.
He's saying that's the machlokas Amoraim.
I think so. I mean, he doesn't say that, but.
Are you saying that's the machlokas in the
Amoraim? Well, it's going to be the same thing. In other words, if you learn that the Rav Papa, if Rav Papa has no hippo, right? Right. Then the sheets who say that we hold like Ravashi have a raya, because there's a new chovas, there's a new takanas shvuas kviyaso. That's right. That's right. That's even correct.
Right.
Correct.
Right.
That'd be the raya.
Which
right.
And
it's impossible in the Raisa.
Is that clear?
Yeah, that's what he said. He says, Dafka, are you reading along? No. It's on the whatever. He has it on the altar. But he says, L'orze mistavish nitin lahavkin bein shu'a d'rabon l'shu'a d'raisa. Dafka b'shua d'rabbanan nitan lahapoch es ikar chiyav hashua. Ki amanas kein tiknu chakom neshua sehem. Below b'shua d'raisa, ilo yitokin lahapoch es etzem chiyav hashua d'raisa, mea nitva l'toveya. So the only possible hipoch shua, there are two brands of hipoch shua. No? There's hibuch shua of the chov itself. That's only possible in the rabbans. And then there's another hibuch shua, ala Rav Papa, if you hold that the toveya can't put it back on the nitva, but that would be a new chov hashua. His original chakira, no? I'm not sure.
It's going to come out the
which gaon? The ones who say you can flip it?
Flip it or Papa.
Right.
They're not holding now.
So they're learning this din of Rav Papa is a totally different idea, that you can undermine the validity of the shua. You can undermine the rabbanan in the case of shtar, undermine the validity of the shtar. Like more like we were saying the other day, that it would be like we're going to go by the taina, not by the shtar. It's not a hipuch shua. It's not like a zuchus gavias.
New
thing, and that has nothing to do. Right. That would have no relevance to the ski of shua of a modern mixas. Well, what relevance would that have on a modern mixas?
Yeah, there's not really
no right.
that there was a good reason here.
Who?
The
In Rapapa, the Rapapa's case?
Yeah. It could be, this woman knows that could be Mahatma. Maybe they're in the place.
Right.
Right. And now they're going to hold, that's the spot of people, they're going to hold that by the Raisa.
Wait. Who?
That was a good one. Is it relevant to not hold my focus on the Raisa?
The Gaonim who say you can flip it back?
Yeah.
So then there's no riot to Hipuk Shua.
Is it relevant at all to the question of Hipuk Shua and Raisa, or just not relevant? But they are saying that sorry that the way Hipuk works is.
Everybody agrees to that Hipuk. That's Hipuk Durabanan. Everybody agrees in a Takanam of Durabanan, they give you Masaka and Hipuk.
Everybody unified?
Sure, why not?
Is,
no, that's just the Hipuk and Raisa.
Oh, that's what
you say.
Only in the, how do you know that's not how
you
hold the
past
oracle? That's how it works. That's how it's
old people should work
together.
Maybe. In other words, people was not really people.
And that's how it started this original.
Yeah. Just
imposing
certification on the
debt. I thought the people was probably from the Mishra Nefka, you are Mishra Venota, technically.
Hipuch is always. I'm not sure. I'm not sure if he's saying that, or if he's saying there's also a kind of hipuch that is just in the gviyas schog. Maybe you're right, but he at least has to be able to say there is this kind of a hipuch in order to say hipuch daraisa. He never say hipuch daraisa in the chov itself. Now, can I show you that there is? Now you have two choices. Either you say. Everybody agrees in the Durabon, Hipuch Shua works intrinsically on the Chov. And then they're just arguing, is there also another din that would be applicable to the Daraisa? It's not really a din of Hipuch Shua, it's a din of a right, of a zechus of the Nitva to force the Tovea to be Gove Bishmu. Right. By the way, remember when we were reading in the Bach, so he was arguing, saying that the toured or the rush, there's no difference in hipuk shua between the races and between the abundant the races and the abundance except for X. Right? He says that's a raya that he's against the Rambam who says he can drop his claim and force him to take a hesed. And he was saying that's not hipuk shua. It's a totally different thing. But you see, this lashon is not exactly when you talk about hipuk shua. Sometimes it means a new soul popping up on the other side.
It just means practically that. Yeah.
Right. It doesn't have to literally be a switch of the Chova Shua. So you could say, no, you are a Nishma Venotil. I'll give up the Nishma Venotil and you become a Hesed. That's like Nipuk Shua. In a loose way, they call it that. So I just want to continue a little bit. Okay. Now he says like this: V'nei bedin di shtava li mitzuya machlokas arishonim yochol anitva liton shtava li she'ena mizuya. He wants to parlay this into. Okay, he wants to extrapolate from this onto the question that we were dealing with yesterday or the other day about the claim of mizuya. Does Rav Papa's din work by dafka parua or even mizuya? Okay, so he says the Rambam says that it's appears to him only on parua. Okay, he says, "Umestaver she'im adin di ishtovali de lo parosicha mahava chiyav shavua gomor al tovea lo yochol binogeya li ishtovali she'ino mezuya." So, if it's a new chiyav, if it's a full chiyav shavua on the tovea, okay, a full chiyav shavua on the tovea. Like the Gaonim, no? That holds you can flip it. That's what he's calling a full Chiyah Shua.
Yeah.
Then that won't be chal on for him to say it's not Mizuyah. He's got the greatest proof right here. Like we were saying the other day, he's going to take a Shua on Edis. Meidach imadin di shtova lichal kizuchus hanitba laakev es hatashlumen etzlo limros shapo pi shalpi din chayev l'shalem Interesting question. I'll say if it's a din on the shvur, then it doesn't make sense to take a din that the shvur is not mizrei. That this is the shtar won't. But if it's a separate sechus, you have a right to not be pay, to not pay until the guy takes a shvur to collect. Maybe even on this kind of a thing. So which side would that put the Rambam in? The Rambam is saying it makes sense. The problem of learning this way. Yeah.
No, but you can still learn that they didn't accept it.
So but one second, if the Rambam says, Mizeh daiti nota, right, that I don't have to, that you don't have to take the shua, right? So that's only possible if you really hold to the new halos shua. Right? I'm not saying that's
possible. Otherwise, how to get it possible.
Right. Right. Okay, so a little second. So but I think that's consistent with the way he wants to learn the Rambam. I think he wants to learn all the Rambams. That it's a new chalos shur, and it's a new dini mamnas. The whole dini mamnas are altered by the dini shur, right? Lefize titokin gam ke nam nafkamina gam benogeya lebal shtar hachosh la shur. Okay. Yeah. Yes. Im taina shishtova li the lo parasicha matila chiyav shavua gomor shebilo deha ein anitvo chayav klau bal shtar choshir in yocholi shavu yafsid. So if you're going to say that it really creates a new chiyav shavua, and without the shavua he has got nothing, so if he's a choshir he loses. Because you got no shtar, and you can't take the shul. Ula mi meikar didina chayev anitva l'shalem. Ela shezos, this goes back to your question. Ela shezos who zechus la'akev etzlo esapur and kol zman shetoveh eno nishba. The makom shetoveh choshen, establish shepoko zechus anitva chayev l'shalem. So that goes back to your question. If meikar din, the nitva really is chayev to pay, but they put a shul on the toveh, he has a right to not pay without a shua, that's only if there can be a shua. But if the Baal HaShtar is a chashid and he can't take a shua, he just goes back to the Ikar HaDin and he'll have to pay. That's the funny thing. Yeah, that's the funny thing. Right, so the way I was learning wasn't so bad. Of course, he can turn it into a case he can elevate it to a case of Tovea. I guess he's trying to say, see, but he's not learning that way. He wants to, well, maybe that's what he's trying to say. Maybe that is what he's saying.
It is the same thing.
It's the same thing, right? Right. I'll say so. Right. He has a zechus to turn it into that kind of a case. See, that's the way we're trying to know. It is not a zechus for a shura, it's a zechus for a different kind of an adjudication. Right. Right, you're right. If it was a zechus for a maisa shura, that would be like piraon aide shura. He can't activate a zechus. It's not available. But if it's a din, if the shvur is just a result of elevating it to the case of tzvius above the shtar, then if the guy can't put up, he's got to lose. So that's what he does. The Rambam says in Perak Beis Hilchos Toim V'Nitan Aloha Hey, Nistayev Hachoshet Shvur Midivreiham Im Hayamin Anishbon V'Notlin. Eino yocholi shava velito ella nitva shekenegdo yishava hesed v'yifta. Which case is that? So if the one is chayev is a chashud, And it's a shuma de rabbanon. So then, right.
But he has the right to give it what the evidence.
Ubekashtus mash mashim shavuas ishtovali kalula bedin shaaf shavuas ishtovali kalula bedin ze. He says, but if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, Koshem Mishpa Pebez, Benogea Lishvuas Ishtovali, Shekosav, Shem Hoya Malve Choshed, Yesh Omrim Sha Nitva Nishpa Hesed Beniftar, Yesh Omrim Sha Malve Noto Below Shua. Bochim Stara. Right. It's a pretty nice.
He's making like a procedural challenge, like a traverse hearing. Like, you know, I mean, it's doubting the jurisdiction. So it becomes.
But what's the best part of the whole piece to me is he says, look at the Marsha and the Gilan Hashas, and then he just ignores them. Because they're not getting down to the underlying issues, no? They're not getting down to the underlying issues. They're working in like, yeah. I mean, the Marsha, if the Marsha, yeah, the Gilan Hashas saying the Marsha is being too dachuk. I mean, that's tough. But basically, he's not out of his framework. He's still trying to work out some kind of... But I do think that the Gilyan Hashas is trying to... He's getting down to that question of Shua. So maybe. I'm not sure if he's into if he's saying something like that. And that's the way I was trying to take it. Maybe he's saying he can't take his Shavua because he can't take your Shua. But still was not totally... wasn't as posh as he made it sound. Okay, anyway.